Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. Our AccuWeather forecast says it's supposed to be mainly cloudy today. We do have sun, though, this morning. It will be windy at a high near 50. Around the area, Kenosha right now is at 40 degrees, which is the same as Burlington at this hour. Milwaukee, 41. 41 also in Racine. Last evening, some 3,500 We Energies customers west of Green Bay Road in the Mount Pleasant-Sturtevant area lost power. That's because of damage to a pole from some storm activity Monday. The utility's Brian Manthe says it's not uncommon for a problem to show up a day or longer after some bad weather hits. Power wasn't back until after about 8:30 or so last night. Racine County District Attorney Rich Schapetti announcing at a news conference Tuesday he will not seek re-election this fall. He is putting his support behind his deputy DA, Patricia Hansen. The chiefs of police from several departments across Racine County were there. So was the state attorney general, Brad Schimmel, for the announcement. Schapetti saying he's lucky to have served in every capacity in the DA's office since 1998. Proud of the work that's been accomplished. Decided, though, it's time to move on. Hasn't yet exactly figured out what he's going to do after he leaves office. As for Hansen, she said that she knew her path was pretty clear once she knew of Schapetti's decision.
I want to thank Brad for making the trip down from Madison to be with us today. And I hope I can stand before you in November and tell you that I'm going to continue the great work that Rich has done and continue to do my best to advocate for justice for the citizens of Racine County.
Hansen ran unsuccessfully for judge last year, said she had not even given thought to running for district attorney. One local attorney, Eugene Lofton, has already announced he'll be a candidate for that job this fall. The Racine County DA's office has filed charges now against a man in connection with a shooting that occurred this past Sunday. The victim, Darnell Barker, happened during an argument near 6th and Jones Streets, according to the charging document. The charge is second-degree intentional homicide, attempted intentional homicide against 34-year-old William Lockhart. His initial appearance postponed until this afternoon because he needs an attorney. Criminal complaint indicates Lockhart shot Barker in the chest because he feared for his safety. Barker allegedly accusing Lockhart of damaging his car, but also that Barker had tried to jump him in the past. Meanwhile, Lockhart reportedly blames Barker for involvement in his cousin's death last August. Now, Lockhart pleaded guilty to the very same charge back in 2004, did 4 years in prison, that for shooting Kendrick Smith, after claiming he'd been jumped by nearly a dozen people, so he fired a shot in the air to scare them off. A 17-year-old girl is facing charges in Racine County Court. She allegedly brought a knife to Park High School to go after another teen. Crystal Brown, according to the charging documents, was in case in this, and the parents and the other teen had contacted police officials and also school officials regarding these threats to jump and pepper spray the teen after school. Facebook postings were reviewed by police, messages discovered indicating the two girls had agreed to engage in mutual combat. The charges against the teenager, misdemeanor, disorderly conduct, possessing a dangerous weapon on school grounds. Speeding in Mount Pleasant. It's more than just 10 miles over the limit in some cases. Board of Trustees heard about it this week, Village President Jerry Garski noting it is something we, meaning he and the police department, take very seriously.
In the last 3-4 weeks, they've done an over and above an excellent job. I've had people that have called. I got with the command staff. Our police department was out there. I want to say it's starting to rectify the problem with the speeds.
President Garski urging any village resident with legitimate concerns regarding speeding to give him a call or contact him in some way, email, whatever, so they can be dealt with. You'll get in touch with the police department. Talk to Chief Tim Zarzecki, who said everybody's just in a hurry to get places. In Caledonia, there was an accident last week, and a 75-year-old woman has now died from the injuries suffered in that crash. It was at 6 Mile and Highway 32, the afternoon of April the 18th. Caledonia police say the victim, Barbara Juergens, was taken up to Frederick Hospital with a severe head injury, but she died last Friday. Juergens ran a red light, according to the investigation, but now police are also checking into whether a medical condition may be contributed to that crash. Oh, and high school students here in Wisconsin, they're going to be leaving school knowing how to give somebody CPR and how to use a defibrillator. Governor Walker signing a new law that makes such classroom training mandatory.
You've got fire service, local fire departments, EMS, local healthcare systems, the American Heart Association, the American Red Cross, other groups like that who are willing to step up and help assist in making sure that this is a lower minimal cost proposition.
Governor says this is going to help students be prepared if there is ever an emergency as they go forward in life. The Racine branch of the NAACP going to be hosting a summit May the 13th and 14th on the state of education in Racine. WRJN's Janet Hoff says it'll deal with the impact on African-American students.
It will take place at Gateway Technical College with the goal of having a conversation with the community about the successes, challenges, options, and opportunities that school in Racine offer to African-American students. Friday evening at 5:30 p.m., a panel of current and former students will talk about what success looks like, including the opportunities they had while attending school in Racine, along with the challenges of becoming prepared for higher education. Two panels on Saturday the 14th will get into schooling options in Racine at 9:30 in the morning. The overall state of education in Racine is the 11:30 a.m. group, including community leaders, teachers, and the superintendent. The event is free and open to the public. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
Damage done to the Pike River in southern Racine County some 125 years ago has finally been reversed after 15 years and close to $17 million. With a couple of short speeches under a tent on a chilly, windy day, Mount Pleasant's retiring director of engineering, Bill Sassy, noted this marks an end to a long journey.
The river was channelized back in the late 1800s, early 1900s, and deepened primarily to improve drainage for agricultural purposes. So it could be farmed along the, this area was generally a wetland before settlement times. So the river was degraded by ditching it, and this project has been an effort to try and recreate a natural riverine setting and protect the river, improve the aquatic habitat, and also improve water quality.
That five-mile-long stretch of restored river channel ends at County KR, just west of Green Bay Road. Next will come creation of a bike and pedestrian path through the environmental corridor. And a conditional use permit for constructing a new 12,500-square-foot Caledonia government building and municipal campus near Crawford Park. That has been supported by the Village Plan Commission. Trustee Kevin Weingard noted there have been a few continuing inquiries about expansion capabilities. He personally requested that Cree Lighting be used in the project versus a company listed with the engineering team's information. It's the recommendation of support that will be going to the full Village Board next week. Work on the new complex could begin in a few months. WRJN.com is our webpage. We keep our newscasts in the local news section. And at WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkle, WRJN News.